up again. I think I'll have another round, sit 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Pop a top again.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day. One more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Keep me wishing still for one more day. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. One more day. Keep me wishing still one more day with you.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. pushing to finalize a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Talks set to resume tomorrow, but Hamas now says it will not be participating due to sticking points with Israel, and a top Hamas official signaling they are losing faith in the U.S.'s ability to mediate a deal. The U.S. working to avert a broader conflict in the region as Iran vows to retaliate against Israel.
Overnight, the State Department approving the sale of $20 billion worth of weaponry to Israel as the Israeli military and the Pentagon remain on high alert for possible retaliatory strikes by Iran or Hezbollah for those two assassinations in Tehran and Beirut 2 weeks ago.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. Republican nominee Donald Trump in North Carolina later today outlining his agenda for the economy. Rival Kamala Harris campaigns in the battleground state Friday, rolling out her economic plan. Ernesto now upgraded to a hurricane after delivering a blow to parts of Puerto Rico, nearly 700,000 customers without power on the island. This is ABC News. A North Carolina man convicted of killing a one-year-old in 2015 is now on the run.
Ramon Alston managed to slip from leg restraints and bolt from a prison van in the parking lot of a hospital in the Durham, North Carolina suburb of Hillsboro. Now more than 100 law enforcers are searching for the 30-year-old.
We're currently covering up to 580 acres.
Emergency Services Director Kirby Saunders.
We have no credible evidence to say where this individual is, and our hope is to assure where he is not.
He's hoping a $25,000 reward helps in the hunt for Ramon Alston. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A man has been arrested after several explosive devices were found in Maui, some hidden in trash cans. Officials say the suspect's fingerprints were found on one device near a school. No word on a motive. The 77th annual Little League World Series gets underway today in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. That series features 10 teams from across the U.S. and 10 from around the world. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High temperatures today will flirt with 80 degrees as clouds are thickening and a system slides on in. Winds may gust up to 20 miles per hour, and scattered showers and some storms are expected to roll in, mainly after 4. As we continue to get drenched into tomorrow, too, flash flooding is possible. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Wisconsin voters turned down two constitutional amendments Tuesday night. Ted Allen has more.
Those proposed changes would have limited the governor's power to spend federal money. Referendums were placed on the ballot by the Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature to challenge Governor Tony Evers' power as he distributed billions of dollars in COVID relief money without legislative approval. Democrats said passing the amendments would delay the allocation of needed funds in emergency situations. About 58% of voters rejected the amendments.
Meanwhile, Eric Hovde easily won the Republican nomination to challenge incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin for her U.S. Senate seat. In primaries for U.S. House seats, Tony Weed defeated State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in the Republican primary for the Green Bay area. Weed will face Democrat Kristen Leary to fill the seat vacated by former Congressman Mike Gallagher. That's news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Copeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Copeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Copeson. Visit Copeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Copeson terminal near you.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. The Mondovi City Council has approved an ordinance asking communication companies to bury communication lines underground when possible. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says service interruptions are prevented when utilities are buried underground.
You know, this is a step in the right direction. It's aesthetically makes the city look better, but also, you know, if we just look at some of the storms that hit as close by as Gilmerton here in the last month and a half, I think there's just less opportunity for service interruptions when the things are properly buried underground.
And Tech is currently upgrading to fiber optic across the city of Mondovi. A trial date was set on Tuesday for the Western Wisconsin nurse who allegedly cut off a dying man's foot. Mary Brown of Durand is accused of caring for a patient with severe frostbite on his feet at Spring Valley Senior Living in 2022 and amputated the man's foot without the man's or doctor's permission. Tuesday in court, her trial on elder abuse and mayhem charges was set to begin August 19th. It's expected to last 4 days. There was a shortage of paper ballots at some polls in Eau Claire yesterday. Deputy City Clerk Rebecca Dragner said a higher-than-expected voter turnout caused the shortages. No one was ever without a ballot, and the clerk's office simply sent more to where they were needed. In all, about 33% of people turned out for yesterday's primary election. A homeless man who set a series of fires in Eau Claire is headed to prison for a year and a half. A judge yesterday gave Joshua Strom an 18-month sentence for arson. Strom admitted that he had set a porta-potty, a couple of dumpsters, and bus shelter on fire back in December of last year. Strom told the judge he was angry that he was kicked out of the local homeless shelter. Strom also told the judge he has mental health issues. There's now a First Amendment challenge to Wisconsin's personalized license plate restrictions. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is asking the judge to strike down the state law that allowed the DMV to ban license plates that are deemed objectionable. Will lawyers say people have a First Amendment right to personalize their license plate? The case stems from a man who wanted a license plate that read RDRRAGE for road rage. The DMV allowed him to get the plate back in 2003, but then later denied the request. Will's Lucas Weber says Wisconsin's license plate law allows bureaucrats at the DMV to decide what speech is allowed and what speech is objectionable. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on purchasing tablets for city council members for emails and council packets, along with reports from the mayor, city administrator, and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. It's Rebecca Cook heading forward in Western Wisconsin's race for Congress. Cook beat current state representative Katrina Shankland to grab the Democratic nomination for Congress. The race was perhaps the most heated in the state, with allegations from both sides. She received about 49% of the vote in a three-way race. In terms of raw votes, she beat Shankland by more than 5,000 votes. Cook will now take on incumbent Congressman Derek Van Orden for the 3rd Congressional District in November. The days of free parking next to the Y Tennis Center are over. Eau Claire City Council last night voted to start charging for parking there. Later this month, drivers will have to pay $1 per hour to park in the lot. You'll have to use either an app or the lot's kiosk to pay. No one's saying why Eau Claire is making the change or just how much money the city expects to see from the new fee. Voters in Wisconsin said no to putting limits on the governor's spending powers. Voters yesterday rejected a pair of constitutional amendments that would have given lawmakers some say in how billions of dollars in federal money was spent. Democrats in the Senate framed the question as a Republican power grab. Conservatives and Republicans in the state said there needs to be some oversight in how those dollars are spent. About 58% of voters rejected the amendments. We could get an update today on elk hunting in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Board is set to meet in Madison, and the state's elk management plan is on the agenda. Wisconsin expanded elk hunting to two regions last season, and hunters continue to show a strong interest in the hunt. No one is saying what, if any, changes the DNR board may make to the elk management plan. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The Minnesota Zoo is celebrating a new record. The Apple Valley-based facility has drawn close to 1.46 million people in fiscal year 2024, which ended July 1st. That number exceeded the attendance record of 1.37 million set in 2012. Zoo officials credit the Treetop Trail for luring additional visitors. That opened in July of 2023. Treetop Trail is an elevated walking trail that gives a clear view of 10 different animal exhibits, along with ponds and woods. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High temperatures today will flirt with 80 degrees as clouds are thickening and a system slides on in. Winds may gust up to 20 miles per hour, and scattered showers and some storms are expected to roll in, mainly after 4. As we continue to get drenched into tomorrow, too, flash flooding is possible. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Timmy, everybody. Great job.
Next
Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence dyne test under high-load conditions versus API SP test limits.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands, like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
The Brewers dropped their third straight 7-2 to the Dodgers on Tuesday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Milwaukee's top pitcher, Colin Ray, roughed up by L.A., surrendering 4 home runs in his 4th loss of the season.
I think just trying to keep him off balance, maybe slow him down a little bit more than we did tonight. Seemed like they were on the cutter and kind of two-seam speed. Maybe we slow him down a little bit more, but, you know, they have a good approach. You know, we tried to throw him in early in the game, and then they kind of adjusted to that, and they were ready for those pitches. So, overall, just not a great performance.
William Contreras homered for the 2nd straight night for the Brewers. Game 3 of that 4-game set is tonight. The Badgers held training camp practice number 12 yesterday. Tyler Van Dyke continuing to trend towards opening the season as the Badgers starting quarterback. He worked with the ones again yesterday and had a solid workout. Packers hold their 2nd training camp practice of the week today. They are getting ready for Sunday night's 2nd preseason game at Denver. The week also includes a joint practice with the Broncos on Friday. Second-year wide receiver Jaden Reed was asked what he learned from last year's joint practice.
Man, just always be aware how your head on the swivel. So it was very physical, I would say. I understand the excitement of, you know, playing new players on different teams. So, just have my head on the swivel.
Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy will have meniscus surgery this week. The first-round pick reported soreness in his right knee before the diagnosis. A recovery timetable won't be known until he undergoes surgery. Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell.
Totally a medical decision. You know, certainly what's best for the long-term health of J.J. McCarthy will be the priority, and I don't, like I said, have that answer.
Whistling Straits has added 3 more national golf events. The USGA announcing Tuesday that the Straits will host the 2028 U.S. Amateur, the 2033 U.S. Junior Amateur, and the 2037 U.S. Girls Junior. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This year, Dell Technologies Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Jones signs extension with Legacy MC. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Eric Jones has inked a multi-year contract extension with Legacy Motor Club. The 28-year-old Michigan native, in his fourth season with the organization, will continue to pilot the number 43 entry. Jones, who has three NASCAR Cup Series career victories, one with Legacy, shared that the team is making strides towards the future.
We have the information. We just have to figure out how to put it into place. And we've made some good hires, some key hires here in the last couple of weeks. We're making changes and things are moving. And unfortunately, in the sport at times, it's a bit of a slow moving wheel with obligations with everybody else, what they got going on. So, you know, we're rolling and doing what we need to do. And hopefully that's going to start to show up on the track.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
In late summer and fall, many kinds of perennials begin to form seed heads. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Collect the seeds, store them over the winter, and grow some free plants next year as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com. Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
I have a huge perennial garden. The coneflowers, columbine, and a few others have no problem spreading their own seeds in the fall, so I get free plants every spring. You can build your own perennial garden by collecting seeds directly from the plants and saving them till next year. David Graper is an extension horticulture specialist at South Dakota State University. He says to watch for the seed pod to turn tan or brown in color. It will ripen and then split open to release the seeds. There are several ways to catch them before they end up on the ground.
You can certainly pick them while they're not completely open and then just put them in a brown lunch sack and let them mature in there. And when they open up and spill the seed out, you'll have captured it that way. Or you can collect them while they're still a little bit green, lay them out on some dry newspaper or paper towels inside your home in a warm, dry location and let them open up there.
If you want to separate the chaff from the seed, you can, but it's not necessary for germination. In some cases, the seeds are so small that it would be a real pain to do anyway. Graper says to let the seeds dry for a week or two in a cool, dry place inside your home. This will decrease the moisture content of the seeds so they'll store properly, and then you can find a container to put them in.
Some people use baby food jars, just put the seed in there and put the little cap on top. Some people use Ziploc bags. You can even use like glycine envelopes or even regular mailing envelopes and just seal them up. But if you do use something that is not going to be waterproof, then put those into a watertight container and then store that seed in a cool, dry location. Or you can even put it in your freezer and store it for longer term.
Don't forget to write the name of the plant on the seed container. Learn more about saving your own seeds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Fall's coming. You have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve, so this fall make a plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
For Patriots, the trusted preparedness company is offering listeners a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kit. Act now. When you buy one kit, you'll get two more kits absolutely free. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Red crown rot is another soybean disease that we'll have to watch here in 2024. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The hot topic among crop scouts and plant pathologists in parts of the Midwest is a new soybean disease. Red crown rot can cut yield by 50%. It spreads fast, and that has University of Illinois Extension plant pathologist Boris Camaletti worried.
It's something that we need to pay attention, and it's very important to have a very good diagnosis. So the plant clinic at the university, they can give you the correct diagnosis in just a couple of days. It's just $20. But if you have the disease, there is not too much that you can do on that season, but there is some measures that you can consider for the next season.
Red crown rot is a fungus, and it does remain in infected fields. Fields affected with red crown rot typically show symptoms after R3 or when the soybean plant has stopped flowering and just begun to pod. At the field level, patches of symptomatic plants often occur in low-lying or poorly drained areas of the field. The above-ground symptoms can be confused with soybean sudden death syndrome and brown stem rot, among other diseases. Those wanting to learn more about red crown rot in soybeans or other crop diseases should visit cropprotectionnetwork.org online. Again, that website, cropprotectionnetwork.org. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you.
Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin farmers did face some challenges last week due to the rain limiting field work to 5.3 days statewide. Small grain, potato, and hay harvest continued where possible. Corn development was at 84% silked. Dough stage at 36%. Corn condition was at 63% good to excellent. Soybeans are 88% blooming, 66% setting pods. Soybean conditions were also up to 65% good to excellent. Now, oat harvest was also progressing, 58% complete. The winter wheat harvest is nearly finished at 94% complete. Potato harvest also continuing at 17% complete. Record year for the Wisconsin State Fair. The State Fair Board announced attendance at the fair grew by about 6,500 people to a total of around $1.1 million. Fairgoers brought over 350,000 cream puffs. 90,000 people rode the Sky Glider. And the governor's livestock auction raised over $426,000. Farmers from around Wisconsin and Minnesota were in western Wisconsin yesterday as Wisconsin Farm Technology Days began yesterday with good crowds. Now, farmers are receiving hands-on experience and educational opportunities on some of the latest cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. There are some field demonstrations as well continuing today. The grounds will be open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Farm Technology Days runs through Thursday in Cadott. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin's calling on the Surface Transportation Board to review existing exemptions for certain commodities like paper, forest products, manufactured goods, and food products. She's asking the board to take action to ensure companies that ship those goods can address harmful service and pricing issues. The exemptions prohibit rail shippers from seeking recourse at the STB. Revoking the exemptions would also provide access to a newly finalized rule that will begin to address unreliable rail service and the high cost of rail shipping for businesses by increased competition in the freight rail industry. Baldwin asked the board to revisit their decade-old exemption on the critical commodities that were put in place before the rail industry consolidated, reducing competition, raising costs, and hurting businesses in rural America. For too long, businesses and growers had to rely on fewer and fewer rail cars, she said. Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, arrived in Bogota, Colombia this week. She's leading a trade mission with representatives from 36 agribusinesses and organizations to enhance American agricultural exports and continue to build the trade gains made since the U.S.-Colombia Trade Promotion Agreement was implemented in 2012. While in Colombia, U.S. agribusiness representatives will meet with potential importers from across the country. FAS staff and industry experts will also provide detailed market briefings. Senate Agriculture Committee members Chuck Grassley, John Fetterman, and Joni Ernst are asking USDA to improve its process for foreign-owned farmland disclosures. The letter follows alleged inaccuracies posted online by Farm Service Agency under the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act. It's essential for USDA to ensure that the information published on its website is accurate and reliable, the senators say. Inaccurate information can have significant implication for various stakeholders and erodes public trust in the integrity of the reporting process. Agriculture Secretary Vilsack says the current practice of manual entry, including the retyping of paper-filed reports into FSA systems, can lead to the publication of problematic and inaccurate information. We're told there have been instances where energy developers have been incorrectly identified as having ownership interest from sanctioned nations when in reality, the investment behind the company is originating from the U.S. allies, said Vilsack. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Duran.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from Farm Tech Days. And join us through Thursday. Thank you to our Farm Tech sponsors, including Compeer Financial, AMPI, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Osteoplastics, and Alcivia Co-op. And we're at the Alcivia Co-op booth. They are in the agribusiness tent booth S155. And when you come on over to the Alcivia Co-op booth, you're going to be able to see a live feed of the Hager City Grain Facility being built, and it's pretty cool, too. They even have the trains going by in a live feed. Dylan joins us. Dylan, wow, this facility is going to be huge. You work on the grain marketing side. This is going to be huge for you. I'm sure it's going to make things a little bit easier for you once this is going.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited about this facility. Looking to turn online here next March. From a logistics standpoint, we're looking at kind of a weird spring here with the river and how things kind of formulated there with the rainfall that we had. And there's some struggles with some barge movement. And this facility will be a rail facility on the BNSF. Should get us to some different markets and allow our farmers in that area to definitely capitalize.
And because it's on the BNSF main line, we can go to the West Coast, we can go to the Gulf Coast. I even think you can go to the East Coast from that line.
Yeah, a lot of our projected forecast is going to be going to West Texas, actually. We're going to be hitting the feeder market in a big way. The beef demand, obviously, we've seen the prices of that continue to grow and strong demand down there. A lot of capital infrastructure being built in West Texas right now. And we will be able to hit the PNW or the West Coast as long as the world market and overseas continues to purchase U.S. commodities.
And those markets with the latest crop report, and yeah, this is... It's one of those years.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit tough of an outlook here right now in the farm economy. You see the soybeans continue to trend lower here the last three times in the trading sessions. Released the crop report yesterday. High yields, big yields in the United States. Record on corn and beans is what they're projecting. The Chinese demand still continues to struggle on the soybean front. But the corn outlook, you know, from where we sit today, we are the cheapest corn in the world. So hopefully you have an opportunity for some exports there.
Meanwhile, Wendy joins us as well from Alcivia Co-op. We're going to talk, Wendy, you know, I'm talking with Dylan about, you know, harvest coming up and 2024 markets and all that. But we actually have to start getting ready for 2025, don't we?
We sure do. I mean, obviously, we all know how the last year has went, but it's never too early to start planning for things you need to change, things you need to improve upon, things you need to grow with for 25 on your farm operation.
What are some of the things that you can do to help out farmers as we get ready for 2025 on the finance side?
Yeah, so at Alcivia, we have Verity Business Solutions, which is our in-house financing business unit. We do have the ability to offer crop input loans to our customers, as well as help with equipment needs, real estate needs, anything like that. The one major program we have out right now for 2025 is our 0% fixed financing on all fall fertilizer and spring UAN and urea, all full service.
And so it's pretty easy to kind of get signed up for that. They could probably do it right here at Farm Tech Days, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we do have some Verity representatives here. We will have them here all week. So if you're interested in that, just come see us in the Alcivia booth. We can get you in the right direction to get you set up for some financing. Over the year, we will also have other programs that come out probably here within the next couple of weeks to help utilize the cash flow that you do have on farm and then, you know, utilize that short-term financing on top of it.
So you can just contact folks at Alcivia as well if you can't come to Farm Tech Days. But if you can, just stop at the Alcivia booth there in the agribusiness tent, S155, here at Farm Tech Days. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Milk markets are mostly lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Farm Technology Days. September milk down 8 to 21.26. October down 5 to 21.61. November steady at 21.13. December milk up a cent to 20.02. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets from today, barrels up 7 to 216, 40-pound blocks up 2 to 202, 3 trade a barrel, 6 trade a block on the day. Now cash butter down 2 to 312, 11 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 and 3 quarters to 123 and a quarter, 6 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 56 and a quarter and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets both moving higher with triple-digit gains in many of the contracts. Hog markets also moving mostly higher again. We're seeing some of those triple-digit gains as well in the contracts. A lot of this has to do with the cash markets, as we're starting to see some higher cash markets, and that's helping to support many of the livestock markets today. There's also some technical selling in the markets as well, or technical buying, rather, after the big sell-off from yesterday. August live cattle up 47 cents to 184.47. October up $1.17 to 181.92. December up $1.22 to 181.52. August feeder cattle up $1.35 to 247.82. September up 212 to 244.30. October up $1.87 to 241.80. Meanwhile, in the hog markets, August hogs up 22 cents to 90.12. October up 297 to 75.82. December up 230 to 67.05. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. There's some technical buying in the markets after the big sell-off from yesterday. New crop 25 corn now back to steady at 440 and a quarter. Meanwhile, new crop 25 beans up 4 and a quarter to 1023 and a quarter. September wheat now up 1 to 529 and three quarters.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Clouds will be on the increase throughout the day today in our ag weather forecast. We'll have rain begin to move into western Wisconsin tonight and into Thursday. Showers will diminish in coverage Thursday night through Friday, followed by dry weather Friday night through Monday night. And highs will continue to be mild, ranging from the low 70s to low 80s for the latter half of the week into early next week, with no overly dry or windy periods. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a 50% chance of rain late this afternoon, high 78 to 83, relative humidities at 51 to 56%, southeast winds at 6 to 11. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible and about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight's cloudy and showers and thunderstorms, lows 61 to 66, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, southeast winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25, anywhere from 3/4 to 1 inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, highs 73 to 78, relative humidities at 76 to 81%, southeast winds at 7 to 12, anywhere from 0.3 to 0.5 inch of precipitation possible. For Friday, mostly cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75, Saturday sunshine, highs 80 to 85, For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Monday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower and storm, highs 75 to 80.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Society.
country, my wife. If you're gonna run with me, it's gonna be a wild ride. When it comes to loving you, I've got velvet hands. I'll show you how a real bad boy can be a real good man. Here we go.
Sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around, and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. Well, he says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love strong, things she needs to know. He tries to please her, cause for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composed.
possess, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground, and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I my baby's a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. Can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Where I harvest what I plant, this is my dirt. Where I raise my baby, my dirt.
'cause his life.